This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The Israel Defense Minister says Hamas has lost control of Gaza. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The hospitals in the northern part of Gaza have stopped working due to lack of fuel. The United Nations says it, too, will run out of fuel or is out of fuel in Gaza, which will cause it to halt aid delivery and communications.
The trucks that will arrive starting from tomorrow, we will not simply be able to unload them because, you know, we don't have the fuel for the forklift and we do not have the fuel for the trucks that are distributing that assistance out to where the people in need are.
That's Andrea De Domenico, the head of the UN Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in the occupied Palestinian territory. The world is gathered in Kenya on Monday for the third round of a global treaty to get rid of plastic production. Alex Kawasu is the program director for the Circular Economy Worldwide Fund for Nature.
Can you imagine a country like Kenya, which is in the category of low medium income country, has to spend $150 to $200 to manage 1 kilo of plastic compared to a developed, wealthy country that will only need to spend $19 to manage that kilo of plastic. And most importantly, Kenya is not even on the table in terms of design and in terms of limiting the production of this plastic.
He says he hopes for something like the Paris Climate Agreement on plastic, where the world agrees to stop making it. The junta that seized power in Gabon said on Monday it aims to hold elections in August 2025. This